call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
After 1 week away, we reconnected with our correspondent in Adelaide, Zoe Canandes. And this week, we talked about the federal government in Canberra halting a key part of its controversial RoboDebt scheme and freezing some existing debts, as well as the bushfires in South Australia.
Sorry, it's taking a fast weekend. So, RoboDebt is this really interesting concept. It was introduced in 2016 as a way of when a welfare recipient is on their payments, they have to declare any income that they have received. And it was a way of sort of averaging this, averaging out the pay, and then if you were to have been overpaid by Centrelink, so overpaid your, got to pay too much money for your welfare payments, then you would get into debt. I can speak from personal experience that when I was on Youth Balance whilst I was studying, I was working at a supermarket as well. And then I got a call like a few years later and they were like, you owe us $500 for the year between maybe, 2015 to 2016. You owe us $500 because you are in rope, you've got this debt. And it's a pretty awful experience, and like $500 is like probably quite low in comparison to other people, so I'd like to acknowledge that. It's a pretty isolating situation. You kind of get calls and messages through your government, portals or whatever you're using, and they sort of threaten you with getting like a debt collector onto you if you don't pay. It's a really awful experience. Mm-hmm. And you have to sort of set up a way to pay them back for overpaying you.
Right, so what prompted the reason for Canberra to suspend RoboDebts now?
There was a legal group. They've put a class action against Centrelink, and I think it's just come from this whole national rhetoric of trying to raise a rate and sort of make the welfare system way more, to make it better for people who need it. And so it's sort of come from this whole rhetoric that we've had been lately around the welfare system. Yeah, that sort of comes from this this class action against Centrelink.
Move on from RoboDebt. Sure. So, bushfires. What's the situation going on?
It's pretty pretty dire. There's been sort of ongoing fires for a couple of weeks now. Where I'm living, Adelaide, we were 42 degrees and windy, so windy yesterday, so there was a massive fire alert as well facing South Australia. And it's just become catastrophic in so many ways. So this is both for after New South Wales and Queensland have had this week of severe fire conditions, the now catastrophic conditions. South Australia's also, we had a lot of fire warnings yesterday. It's really terrifying stuff. One of the station workers here at Radio Adelaide brought a suitcase of all the things she loves because her house is in a fire-prone area. And it's just a reality that sort of reality of having to not knowing whether if you go home your house will still be there is what a lot of Australians are facing at the moment.
So how has governments at either state or federal level have responded?
Federal level, seems to be a bit of denial in terms of the fact that this is a climate change issue. They've sort of said things like one of our, Barnaby Joyce, I'm sure you all know who he is, said some really awful things. He said, I think it was early last week, two people passed away due to these fires in New South Wales. And Barnaby Joyce said that those people who had died were probably Greens voters. And whilst continuing to sort of deny any talk around environmental issues around these bushfires. So really awful complacency. They lack any accountability. The Prime Minister, he tweeted something yesterday about cricket making the people who have been suffering from these bushfires feel better. It's just so tone deaf. It's really frustrating, and I know I'm meant to be saying unbiased, but it's a real shame what our politicians have been saying about these bushfires. You know, it's not that they haven't been gentle or empathetic. It's more just sort of really beating around the bush about what's happening here, and the fact that this is. I mean, we're very early November. We're not even into summer yet, technically, and bushfire season is already starting, and it's starting big, and it's scary and terrifying. And why is this happening? They're really not answering or being held accountable to what's happening in the country right now.
Has any people prepared themselves for your example in Adelaide? Have you taken any precautions in case the fire spreads to major urban areas?
Right. So I personally live in the CBD, so I don't have to worry about that. But very close friends, colleagues here at Radio Adelaide, Adelaide's in South Australia is sort of this 20-minute city, right? So it's 20 minutes to the hills, to Blair, to these sort of almost country bush kind of suburbs that are just a bit out of the city. It's interesting how these awful fires have been happening in Queensland and New South Wales, and it's made everyone super vigilant, bringing suitcases to work full of hard drives, paperwork, old photos of their kids, the really important stuff. It's lots of people's minds have been a lot of people have become more vigilant and preparing for the absolute worst. So in a really roundabout way, that is a good thing that people are, because you see on the television all the time ads to be bushfire ready and bushfire safe, and people really are doing that.
That was Neighbourhood Watch Ripper.